Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. What if the carbon dioxide and methane that landfill emits could power an airplane and reduce greenhouse gas emissions at the same time? Researchers in Australia say they've come up with a way to do just that, and it could help the aviation industry meet its net zero carbon emissions target by 2050.
I think the impact is very significant because unusually you have a win-win approach here.
Irishman PJ Cullen, a chemical engineering professor at the University of Sydney, is leading the research. He says he's developed a method that takes greenhouse gases like CO2 and methane and converts them into fuel through a chemical process using plasma.
In one sense, we have this idea that we're going to be capturing emissions that are coming from landfill. On the other, we have a sector that really needs a new technology in order to become more sustainable. The aviation industry accounts for approximately 3% of the world's emissions. So clearly, you cannot get to net zero without producing some sustainable solutions.
Sustainable aviation fuel is typically 5 times more expensive than traditional jet fuel. Cullen is hoping that will change with the new process.
We're able to take cheap or maybe even free electricity, do a conversion process and produce useful chemicals.
Meanwhile, the methane being used in the process also helps solve another key issue in sustainability. Methane emissions from human activities have driven about a third of the rise in global temperatures since the Industrial Revolution. PJ Cullen says the new method still needs to be scaled and incorporated into established workflows.
What's good about the process is actually it's very consistent, so we can model how much gas will be coming off of these landfills per year.
More than 40 million students have been shut out of classrooms in recent weeks as heat waves have forced school closures in parts of Asia and North Africa. As the climate warms due to the burning of fossil fuels, heat waves are lasting longer and reaching greater peaks. South Sudan already this year closed its schools to 2.2 million students in late March when temperatures soared to 45 degrees Celsius. Thousands of schools in the Philippines and in India followed suit in late April, closing classrooms to more than 10 million students. Just last week, Cambodia ordered all public schools to slash 2 hours off the school day to avoid peak heat at midday. Meanwhile, Bangladesh has wavered between opening and closing schools for 33 million students amid pressure to prepare pupils for exams as temperatures climb to dangerous levels. Floods and landslides across Kenya have killed 181 people since March, with hundreds of thousands forced to leave their homes, as dozens more were killed in neighbouring Tanzania and Burundi. Meanwhile, eastern India experienced its hottest April on record as a heat wave scorched parts of the country amid a general election, killing at least 9 people, and the Weather Office forecast above normal temperatures for May also. Searing heat has been cited by political analysts as one of the reasons for low voter turnout in the 7-phase parliamentary election that began on April 19th, with results due on June 4th. Finally, 2 students from Navan have taken home the prestigious Air Grid Cleaner Climate Award at the SciFest College 2024 regional competition. Representing Loreto Secondary School, 4th-year students Neve Cairns and Isabel Grimes-Merrigan impressed judges with their scientific research centred on investigating crystals' effects for energy production. Their winning submission was selected from over 65 projects on show. As a result of their successful project, Neve and Isabel will now progress to the SciFest National Final in November for a chance to represent Ireland at the Regeneron International Science and Engineering Fair in May 2025 in Columbus, Ohio. And that's all from this week's Hours to Protect. You can find out more information on lmfm.ie/hours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.